This is a Beautiful Mars podcast for Wednesday, June 17th, 2015, from HiRISE on board NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. Active high-latitude dune gullies. Gully and defrosting activity have been visible here along edge of dune field, along with blocks of frost. Observations of this same area help us check for repeat activity, as well as measuring those meter-scale blocks that we've seen prior. In this case, we want to compare any possible changes with a previous observation that we acquired in 2011. We've also seen images where carbon dioxide frost was the driving process in creating new gullies, so we know that their formation is occurring to this day. Tracking for changes, especially when we look at the 1 kilometer enhanced color swath, can help us find more. A light tone deposit in Arium Chaos. The objective of this observation is to examine a light tone deposit in a region of what is called chaotic terrain. There are indications of layers in the image. Some shapes suggest erosion by a fluid moving north and south. The top of the light tone deposit appears rough, in contrast to the smoothness of its surroundings. A fan-shaped landform and nearby light-toned material. The focus of this image is on the western end of a fan-shaped landform, located at the endpoint of a sinuous valley. Our observation covers crater-retaining mesas, which overlie light-toned materials, both potentially related to the formation of the fan. There are also craters younger than the fan, which impacted into these materials. Cloudy skies over Hypanis Vallis. This observation shows a candidate European Space Agency ExoMars landing site in Hypanis Vallis. Instead of imaging ancient fluvial deposits, thought to be the remnants of a delta feed lake, the image shows patchy concentrations of dust clouds. These clouds are part of the annually occurring Acidalia storm track, a regional dust storm system that originates in the Acidalia-Crisi-Caisi region and propagates southward into equatorial Valles Marineris and beyond. While this image is only partially obscured by dust, many others captured around this time frame were completely dominated by thick clouds of dust. For example, this image in Capri Chasma was rendered useless for geology and will have to be reacquired. Landing by the ExoMars rover in these kinds of atmospheric conditions would be complicated. That mission is set to touch down on Mars in January 2019. Hopefully with clear skies. HiRISE will continue to image Hypanis Vallis and other interesting sites on Mars, despite the changing weather. You can see these images and more at uahirise.org.